everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Coordinator for the Assistant Principal Induction Program in the Office of Talent Development for Prince George's County Public Schools, and this is the APIP Leadership Chat. And today we are chatting with Mr. Rick Flanagan. A native Washingtonian, Mr. Flanagan has spent the last 23 years serving the students of Prince George's County, Maryland. He began his career as a paraprofessional in 1995. In 1996, he became a sixth grade teacher at Templeton Elementary, where he remained until 2004. From Templeton, Mr. Flanagan joined the staff at Mary Harris Mother Jones Elementary School as a technology resource teacher and eventually school test coordinator. In the midst of these positions, Mr. Flanagan has held many leadership roles. He is an accomplished musician. His compositions have been featured on stage and screen. One of his proudest moments was the performance of several of his compositions at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Mr. Flanagan earned a master's degree in education and is an active member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Incorporated. He resides in Howard County, Maryland, with his wife of 14 years. Congratulations, and welcome to APIP Leadership Chat, Rick.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Absolutely. So why did you want to become an assistant principal?
So for me, it's all about serving children, but primarily being in the school environment and being in the classrooms, you observe things and you try to find out solutions for those things. And one of the things that stood out to me was improving teacher practice. In other words, empowering them to have a greater impact on student learning and thereby moving data forward.
So who has been an educational mentor to you?
I've had so many, but as of late, I'd have to name Dr. Karen Woodson and Dr. Andrea Thompson, who were my principal and assistant principal over the last couple of years. They've been really, really on me and providing opportunities for me to utilize, you know, certain parts of my skill set as it pertains to school leadership, and really pouring into me and making opportunities available for me to actually practice and demonstrate those skills.
So what in your educational career do you feel has most prepared you for this new role of assistant principal?
I think just being able to assume the duties before I actually had the job. You know, I've worked as teacher in charge. I've been a part of things like the leading literacy core team, the leadership team, instructional council. And so those experiences have been rich and rewarding and kind of given me on-the-job training.
Awesome. So what are you most looking forward to this school year?
I'm just looking forward to first learning the role that I'm now in and just absorbing as much information as possible so that I can begin to have an impact on teacher practice through, you know, coaching and feedback so that students will grow as a byproduct of it.
I love it. Rick Flanagan, congratulations again, and I wish you nothing but success in your first year as assistant principal at Portstown Elementary School.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for having me as well.
Absolutely. Again, this is Dr. Sharon H. Porter, and you've been listening to the APIP Leadership Chat. You can follow APIP across all social media at APIPPGCPS.